As guests entered the opening of a new exhibit at a museum in the Netherlands, they stepped over a red carpet in the shape of a swastika. It's striking, certainly, and that's the point. The exhibit at the Design Museum Den Bosch is called Design of the Third Reich. It shows how design helped spread Nazi ideology. Museum curators say they worked closely with the Jewish community in the Netherlands to address potential concerns, and they've taken pains to make sure the exhibit doesn't glorify Nazi propaganda. Visitors can't take photos, there's extra security, and free audio tours. Still, for some, that's not good enough. The Association of Dutch Anti-Fascists has condemned the exhibit. Hannah Luden is the director of the Center for Information and Documentation in Israel. She joins us from Amsterdam. Hannah, critics say the exhibit, which includes Nazi propaganda, is provocative and should be shut down. What's your take?
Well, I don't think they should shut it down. I think they've done their utmost to keep the exhibition, under control. What the anti-fascists are really concerned about is what we were concerned about to start with in the first place, which was, could neo-Nazis make use of this exhibition in a way that we would not like?
You feel at this point that they're doing enough so that neo-Nazis can't kind of appropriate this and use it to their advantage?
Well, I don't know. This is always a question, and this is a big risk which they have taken, and they'll have to make sure it doesn't happen. But you don't know whether they will succeed or not. I hope so. I do hope so. Because I do think it's important for everybody to learn more about the Nazi period.
Why do you think this exhibit is worth having? What do you think it can teach people?
Well, what I am hoping is that it will teach people exactly the questions. How did the Nazis manipulate the population to support them? How did they impress them? I think it's quite well known that the Nazis did, for example, with propaganda, with speeches, but they also did that with architecture. They did that with lots of manifestations. I think people should understand how these things work so they will not accept being manipulated again. And I think this is something the Nazis mastered very well. And I'm afraid we are still suffering under the same risks, even in our modern time, in spite of the history we all know.
In what way in modern times?
We know the effect of manipulation of big leaders. We know the effect of manipulation of rhetorics. But there is also manipulation of even churches, churches which impress people because they are so small in a huge building impresses you to respect God in a different way. And not that I'm comparing churches to the Nazis in no way, but the methods of impressing people, making people want to belong to groups, making people want to belong to something that feels nice, that feels beautiful, that feels promising, is a danger we face every day.
We reached out to the director of the Design Museum, Den Bosch. His name is Timo de Rijk. And he told us this: if you wholeheartedly want to be able to say never again, you must take time to analyze how the influencing processes worked at the time. He went on to say that the museum makes clear from the very beginning that it deals with a racist ideology. So if visitors to the museum know what they're seeing is racist, is that enough?
I hope they found some ways of measuring how people, what people learn in such a an exhibition, and I think that's very important. That we all, we keep checking in to what extent the goal is being reached, because the material by itself for non-professionals is just, just artifacts.
Do you think more museums should be having displays like this one to illustrate kind of tough historical lessons?
Well, I think museums have a very important role in educating adults about, teaching adults and educating adults about different aspects of our history, which people know too little about. But I don't think it's easy. I think it's a big challenge. And I can tell them what are the risks. But I do know that it's important for us as societies to make sure people have accumulate more knowledge about our history, our common history, and especially about the dark chapters of our history, because, the never again is a very important message.
Hannah Luden is the director of the Center for Information and Documentation, Israel. She's been speaking to us from Amsterdam. Thanks a lot, Hannah.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.